A bipartisan group of state lawmakers launched another effort to overhaul Ohio's cash bail system, which has been talked about for years and is backed by both conservative and liberal groups. And it comes a few weeks before courts in 28 counties will consider non-cash bail as a first option for accused defendants at the order of the Ohio Supreme Court. The bill doesn't eliminate cash bail, but caps it at 25% of a person's monthly net income. Sponsoring Republican Senator Rob McCauley says this will help in an unequal system where some can afford the bail imposed on them and some can't.
They are going to stay in jail for sometimes weeks or potentially even months until the disposition of their case. However, if that same individual had that same bail imposed upon them and they had the money to get out, that individual would not serve another day in jail.
Advocates say some who can't afford bail end up pleading to lesser charges just to get out of jail. It's estimated up to 60% of people in Ohio jails, as many as 12,000 people a day, are there because they can't afford bail. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.